Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Teach me to love thee as thine angels love. Revelation 5, 11 and 12. I heard around the throne the voice of many angels, numbering myriads and myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." To love with this kind of adoration, we draw inspiration from his messengers who never cease to give him the praises due his name. They are undivided in their affections toward the living God. Ask the Spirit to help you mimic them. One holy passion filling all my frame. Psalm 84:2. My soul longs, yes, faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. In this verse, the psalmist seems to be mimicking the angel's love, his soul, heart, and flesh longing to be in God's presence and sing his praises. Can you sincerely say you long for God's presence to the point of fainting? I cannot, but I want to. Ask the Spirit to give you such a consuming passion. The kindling of the heaven-descended dove, Acts 2, 3, and 4. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And what a beautiful picture these last lines create, welcoming the flames of God's consuming fire into our lives. The Spirit is the kindling, the substance which makes getting the fire started much easier. Ask him to reveal anything in your life that would hinder his kindling work. My heart an altar, and thy love the flame. Romans 12, 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. This confuses the imagery a bit, making my life the sacrifice instead of my heart the altar, but it helps illustrate the point. God's love is what sets the kindling of the Spirit on fire, and this activity transpires on the altar of my heart. Ask the Spirit to light that fire in your heart today and every day. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Teach me to love thee as thine angels love, one holy passion filling all my frame, the kindling of the heaven-descended dove, my heart an altar, and thy love the flame. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.